May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 621. The carnal mind takes different ways, and different objects she surveys. She's pleased with things that suit her taste, but hates the God of truth and grace. Hymn 621.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Book of Psalms, Psalm 62, and then the Gospel according to John, chapter 5, the first 16 verses. Psalm 62 and John 5, down to verse 16. Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Surely men of low degree of vanity and men of high degree are a lie, to be laid in the balance. They are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. The Gospel of John, chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Let us pray. O most high and holy, eternal Lord, we do pray as we enter thy house that we may be saved from being before men, that we may know that we stand before thee, or that we could live, and thou knowest it is our prayer, there's so much more before thy face. We know we do, but oh, to have a sense that I shall yet, like Job said, see God, and mine eyes shall behold him, and not another. So every one of us here will one day see thee, Lord, and know thee as we know ourselves now, as we come this day into thy house, and we are aware of it, and look around the building, and see people at that time, so it must be, mine eyes, will they see thee? They will. Help us to feel it. But oh, that we might behold and feel it under the wonders of thy redemption, thy grace. Oh, Job said in the furnace, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. So now, O blessed, glorious High Priest, oh, help me to feel and know this day and every day that thou hast put away my sins, and how help me every day to know and understand and feel in reality by dying for them, suffering for them, in darkness for them, or that my soul might be ravished with this love. Lord, it won't be a desire to love thee. It will be a love to thee. It is a love to thee. Whom have I in heaven but thee now? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Is Jesus in my place? Oh, that we might feel it more. Oh, leave us not to have some understanding of it without the sweet blessing of it. Dear Lord Jesus, send the Spirit, send the Paraclete to our hearts, that we might feel these sweet truths a reality. We walk by faith and not by sight, but save us from presumptuous faith. Save us from faith on a wrong foundation. Oh, we look to thee this day for thy blessing. The gospel, sovereign God, holy God, sovereign God, holy God, the judge of all the earth. Oh, do grant that thou wilt cause the shower of the gospel to be upon us this day. It's nothing but mercy we need. What a mercy is needed. Oh, what a full salvation here, a full deliverance, a full bringing forth into newness of life. Oh, prepare us for the unknown days ahead, the way that is not known, but thou knowest. Lord, thou knowest what tomorrow will bring, I know not. Help us to fall down and confess every hour our sins. We think of faithful Daniel, three times a day with his window open to Jerusalem. Help us to continually fall down before thee, even in the midst of the heat of business and other matters that take the heart, oh, to seek thee and to worship thee, to know thee as our Redeemer, crucified and risen, now ascended, to feel the gospel, to drink the gospel, to feel the newness, the renewing of the mind. Oh, for a little glimpse, Lord, just a small sight again, if it could be thy will. Ah, we often have to say to ourselves, we can't expect any more blessing with such a heart as this. But oh, was that salvation full to the depths of life, to the very expanse of the first breath to the last breath? Can all my sins still be pardoned? Oh, for another little glimpse of thee, Lord, whom we love, who is my only Saviour and Redeemer. Grant us a true Sabbath of rest, to rest in the sweet promise, to rest in the living a word of thy truth, to rest in thy dying, to rest in thy rising, to rest in what thou hast spoken and made known by way of mercy. Who can rest under thy law? Who can rest under thy wrath? Help us to rest in the hiding place, the rock Christ Jesus, who is ever merciful, ever gracious, ever wise, ever the same. Do remember us now as we gather in thy house. Save me from a big religion. Save me from hiding in my poverty. Save me, Lord, from all things but thyself, Jesus only. Be with us this day. Bless this house, church, congregation, the dear deacons. Lord, save us from flattery, self-promotion. We pray for Zion. Pray for this house. May there be among the younger friends a seed to serve thee. May thy tender fear be in their heart. Help them to know that thou canst and wilt provide, that they may turn to thee at this present time and find thy promise to be sure. Oh, but Lord, we are sinners lost. Oh, how we dread ourselves, how we dread the tempter's power, how we dread the carnality of our own heart, how we dread deception. Save us, Lord, save us. Bless the dear friends, our age friends among us. Be gracious to them, those detained at home. Be merciful, strengthen each one in their pathway, those in middle days, those younger, the dear children, the sweet babes. Grant healing mercies to those unwell. Remember those away at this time. Grant us safe return. Dear Lord, remember those in a special case of need, in affliction, where affliction has been. Oh, that language, the tree, the branch, the tree cut down, cast into the bitter waters, to know that I am the Lord, or to know thee as my Lord that healeth thee. Oh, that would bring worship, that would bring adoration, that will bring eternal life. Ah, call upon me. What a mercy thou hast made thyself known, even available to a wretch like me. Call upon me in the day of trouble. Help our younger friends to know thee, discover thee, find thee, find them. Seek out thy sheep. I will deliver thee. Dear Lord, still, art thou still with thy people? Canst thou ever be with me still? I will deliver thee. So we fall down to worship, waiting for thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Bless Zion, bless thy servants, the editors of our magazines, the secretaries of our charitable societies. Bless them in their labours, return in mercy in the ministry. Remember thy one church in the earth, the missionaries, where thy name is feared, thy word is read, many in deep places of the earth. We pray unknown concerning Zion, but pray to the God of heaven. Thou wilt bring thy people safely on, safely through torments, sorrows, losses, the exceeding deep trials, persecutions, hatred, the full army of hell. Bring us through. Help us to look to thee. We cry unto thee in the midst of our loneliness, in the midst of our sorrow, in the midst of our dejection, in the midst of our helplessness. We deserve nothing but wrath. We know it. We confess it. So remember us as a group of churches. And personally, more I pray, have mercy on England. Have mercy in these dark, solemn times. Lord, we would acknowledge the mercies to us as a nation this century, like the previous century. But all we have departed, it's a time of mourning. We would remember thy mercies. We think of the Armada. We think of the overthrow of Mary. We think of the Whitfieldian revival. We think of the glorious revolution in 1688. We think of these many things, many mercies, the establishment of truth. But, O Lord, we have departed. Oh, remember England still. Hear the groans and cries of the remnant who tremble at their own heart first and then the abominations done in the land. So do help us. Hear us, Lord. Have mercy on us still. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage, our civil liberties, our freedom to worship. Remember our Queen, touch her heart. We thank thee for her naturally, also much to be desired. And our evil leaders, have mercy on us. Do appear. Now, Lord, we bless thee, thank thee for every mercy, every favour, every kindness, daily benefits, personal protection, forgiveness, answers to prayer, Lord. Thou dost still answer prayer. I pray thee continue, still with us. Lord, only thy righteousness, only thy grace will bring us through. Our Lord, that we might bear fruit in true repentance, true humility, true godly sorrow for sin. Bring us through still. Bring us through honourably. Not in ourselves, not our own honour, not our own righteousness. It's a mystery hidden from religious people, hidden from wise and prudent, revealed unto babes. Oh, make our young people here babes, I pray. So bring us through, save us from a lofty self, high opinion. Bring us through safely unto thee at last. Our soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I appear before God? Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Come, Lord Jesus Emmanuel, come, oh come. My soul only pleads thy name. Remember us, visit us, bless us, touch us. How we long to feel thee near. The many deaths wherein, deaths oft. Oh Lord, bring us to thyself at last. The last enemy is death. Oh, the death of all below, the death of our body, the death of our faculties. Let my soul live, it shall praise thee. Bring us through. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. We ask, and that's all we can pray. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 44. Here, Lord, my soul convicted stands. of breaking all thy ten commands, and on me justly mightst thou pour thy wrath in one eternal shower. Hymn number 44.
in complete dependence upon the Lord, who needed help, I would draw your attention to Psalm 62. The psalm we read, Psalm 62 and verse 5. Psalm 62, verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Psalm 62, verse 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. This verse is an expression of the spirit of the grace in the heart in deep exercise. Dear friend, the worship of God, the knowledge of God, is not just outward with an object. God is the object, the glorious object of his people, his longing desires. But you know, the Lord Jesus said very clearly to his disciples when they asked when the kingdom of God should come. They asked him when the kingdom of heaven would come, which I will turn to quickly, if I can actually fall onto it. When he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, what the Pharisees meant was when there would be a deliverance from the Roman bondage, when they would have power. They thought they were doing God's will, God's service. What a mistake. What blindness. If they could be under blindness, are we under blindness? Or that we might know the truth. He answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, the meaning, not outwardly. Not outwardly. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there. He then gives the answer, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. That's the kingdom of heaven. It's in the soul, it's in the heart. That is the king. That's where Christ reigns. Yes, he reigns in the azure skies. He reigns over the whole earth. He reigns as king, and he stands as high priest, and he commands as prophet, and he leads as the good shepherd. But his power, his glory, is in the soul of man. And here, David brings forth a communion, an inner communion. Do we know a communion? Do we know this communion? Do you commune with your heart upon your bed at night? Do you talk to the Lord? Do you ask him for help? Or is he not wanted? Friend, what a mercy to have a prayer. The first thing that was known of Paul, because the Lord spoke to Ananias and said, behold, he prayeth. Now, Paul had been praying all his life. He'd been saying lots of prayers. Lots of prayers. Do you say lots of prayers? Do you have a special prayer for the prayer meeting? Or is it a different one to the pathway? Is it to show off? You know, the Apostle Paul had a big religion. He had to come down. The first time Paul became a beggar. You think of it. Not what I'm doing for God. Am I being holy? Lord, help me. Oh, save me. Wash me. Lord, do you see your sins as mountains on the horizon? Friend, how old are you? Look at the sins of your life. As you get older, look at the expanse. Lord, blot them, wash them. My soul, this is thy sin, this is thy condemnation. Do you commune with your heart? What is a soul? Let's stop here. I would think most of us would be troubled or puzzled to know, what is my soul? Well, as simply as I could say it, the meaning is breath of God, life of God. And this is an area of controversy, great controversy, but I will speak what I actually feel personally, but I will bow to higher opinion if necessary. But my thoughts are this: the breath of a newborn babe is given when it's born. And the same relationship is to the soul. It means wind or breath of God. Breath of God. It doesn't mean that you can destroy the baby in the womb. That's not that's a life. There's a life given there, but it's the life of the flesh. But this is the life of the soul, the life of breath, the wind of God. And that is that living principle. When that living principle departs, then the body dies. The body dies. The breath will go to God. And it means not literally the air that you're breathing. It's the life, an unseen life given by God, will be taken away. And it will die. And it will go to its maker, either to be sentenced to the bottomless pit. Oh friend, do I know him now? Am I ready now? My soul, and the word could be expanded to my whole life. My life, my whole being, my whole life. Wait thou only upon God. Another matter must arise quickly. God, what a word. What do you know of God? Friend, were it not for the glory of the covenant made before time began, not any of us here, if we fear him or know him, would know him. It was by his determinate counsel of grace. Has that reached you? And where did it lead you? And where does grace lead you? And in that covenant made, his glorious Son undertook to come and redeem and deliver, and has delivered. And he's now bringing all given to him, to himself, to glory. Has he met you? Has he called you? Has he awakened you? And what is it to be awakened? What's the first thing? I'm not saying laying down a line, it's got to be the first matter, but it will be one of the early matters, the lost condition that we're in. This word, these words in this psalm, he only is my rock and my salvation. Now, what does salvation mean? Deliverance, a change, a deliverance from one state to another. Salvation. There are providential salvations, perhaps by a phone call. There are healing salvations of the body and so forth. But it is the salvation of God. When the Lord appears for you, it's like a salvation. It may be a providential matter, but the salvation of the soul, when he appears to your heart to bring forth to glory. Now, my soul, wait only upon God. This word God, dear friend, there is a one beside him. If you look in Exodus 33, for our younger friends, read in there, and you will see what God says to Moses. You won't see me, there's a place beside me. And that place is Christ, and he puts him in that rock. He speaks of him as a rock. And as he appeared on the earth, God manifest in flesh. Are you waiting upon him? You're waiting upon the Lord only. I must emphasize this. He prayed, The Father, it pleased the Father. What a glorious word. It pleased the Father that in him, in Christ, should all fullness dwell. Friend, a fullness of eternal life, a fullness of grace, a fullness of salvation, a fullness of deliverance. And that is why we preach Christ crucified and risen. Thou canst not see my face and live, says God. We don't pray to three gods, you know. When we pray to the Son and honour him, we honour the Father. We glorify the Father. That is the Father's purpose and will. Wait. In Psalm 39, David says, my soul, what? And now, Lord, what wait I for? Now, Lord, what wait I for? My hope is in thee. Where are we this morning? Whatever circumstances you're in your pathway, is there a waiting upon the Lord? Are you waiting? Is your soul waiting on him? For him to visit, to come and be with you? What a redeemer. You know, we read in John's epistle that God is love. God is love. What a tremendous thing. One of the natural faculties of security and happiness is the blessing of love. But we speak of God's love. We speak of God's love. And, that is God. That is the God I'm waiting for. Yes, we would qualify perhaps a pure love, a holy love. But would you understand it except you taste it? Isn't that the love you want? Love to you, chosen of you, strengthen your soul, rise above the poverty, rise above your sorrow, rise above your affliction, rise above your unhappiness, conquer sin, to be cleansed from sin, to know what it is to be in him, to be adopted as a son and heir of glory. By love, by his love, love to you, love to me personally. To be redeemed, to have our sins put away. Such love, not to see our sins. Friend, do you know what it is to be a sinner before God? And I'm not talking about theory and making big issues and banging around. Friend, it's every moment you appear or feel your utter helplessness, your depravity. And daily is a daily mourning. It's not imaginary things, you know. It's condemnation in the conscience, in the soul. Friend, the power of God is seen over the soul, the condemnation or the blessing. And only he has the command. And you won't escape it. A living soul will not escape it. And he will find him at last as a God of mercy. Don't rest in your poverty, will you? There's so much in our circles of being such a poor old thing. And I know we are, friend. The more you know of the Lord, the poorer you'll be. The poorer you'll be. The Lord will make you poor to need him and keep you poor so that he will be all and in all. Who will bring you to heaven? Who will bring you to glory? None other but his hand and nothing else. My soul, wait thou only upon God. The glorious Son of God who died, friend, died, suffered for our sin. Can you say my sin? My sin. Who rose, conquered, and in that glorious rising brought forth the washing, the healing, the life. Wait thou only upon him. Friend, how are we waiting? Now, I don't know what you're expecting. Am I going to take this line? You're not waiting properly. You've got to be pure to wait on. You've got to be holy. You're not waiting right. Your prayers are not right. You pray a little bit more, won't you? Make sure you pray this particular way or that way. Maybe the Lord will answer you. Friend, are you so poor? You don't know how to wait. You're waiting on him. We read of that man at Bethesda's pool. You know, he knew what he got to do, but he couldn't do it. There's a lot in that. He knew that if he could step down and the first one, you know, dear friend, I've often pondered that. I don't know how many steps there were down to that pool, but of course, if I could lay on that bottom step, and as soon as there was the first moving or the first light came, I'd plunge into that pool. He couldn't do it, you know. He was impotent. He was impotent. Are you impotent? Have you been made to be impotent, helpless? You can't change your circumstances. You can't change your heart. You can't change your will. You can't love God. You can't get an answer to prayer. You can't turn the Lord's will. What's the Lord's will for me? When I was younger, under conviction, I really felt my lot was going to be a terrible one. Mind you, it's been a trying one, but it's nowhere near as bad as I felt. It's been a merciful one. The Lord has been a wonderful God to me. But I could see myself coming to the end of the journey, utterly miserable and mopey and friendless of no friend in God and no friend in man. Such was the awfulness of my wicked, rebellious heart when young, living away from home. I won't go into the detail of that. Could I change the Lord's will? Can you change them? Can the Lord bless you? Can the Lord hear your prayers? You know what you got to do, don't you? You know what the Lord... If only the Lord would do it, can you make him do it? Impotent. Helpless. My soul. Helpless. Wait thou only upon Christ. Why upon Christ? I'm changing... No, I'm not. Upon God. The Son of God. The Lord appointed him as the Redeemer and Saviour. And the gospel points to him. The gospel will bring you to God's provision. What God has provided, his only begotten Son. Now let us consider who we're waiting on. Well, let us just know before we come there. Oh, what a waiting time it is. 38 years that man waited. I have a job, really, to be reconciled to that truth. In my own case, Lord, couldst thou not have caused? No, appointed. It's all appointed of the Lord. Friend, I get sometimes there's in that little I have to pray against it. That little questioning of the justice of God. In yet, no, be silent, my soul. Be silent. God is pure. God is just. Let every man be a liar. God is right. It was an appointed time. Friend, all to submit to the appointed. I can't submit to appointed times, can you? Not in your own strength, you won't. 38. Friend. Oh, what a long time. It almost brings rebellion in my heart, you know, to think of that poor man. It's a solemn thing, though, isn't it, in our heart? It was an appointed time. God met him. The Lord met him. The Lord... You know, the wonder of that salvation is he didn't have to get down. He didn't have to do anything. Now, there's the gospel. He was certainly praying. He was certainly exercised. He was certainly struggling. And he longed for healing. He longed for healing. Longed for mercy. He never did step down. He needed more than an angel. The Lord went to him. And in that description is seen the glory of the gospel. There was the old dispensation and the angel coming down to the waters. There was the former miracles, the Old Testament blessings. But then there was the New Testament blessing came. And we live in that gospel age. The Lord came where he was. Where he was. Not an angel as a harbinger of Christ. But actually Christ himself. Has he come? Has he come? What are you waiting? Oh, the waiting
friend, the sorrow, the waiting you're in. Oh, dear friend, I won't go into any detail. I could give you 1,000 things, dear friend. The loneliness you're in, the unhappiness, the puzzle. Your life is a puzzle. There's one thing in your heart you long for, you prayed for it. The Lord doesn't send us. It looks impossible, utterly impossible. For with God, nothing should be impossible. Oh, that He'll bless you indeed. Set your soul at liberty, perhaps. Or appear for your family, a wandering family afar off. Lord, appear. Bring back the wandering sheep. Lord, this great trial I'm in at work, or were my business, or I face ruin. Have you ever faced ruin? Friend, your prayers become earnest, don't they? But all these sins of my heart, oh, that besetting sin, that torments me, the power of the tempter, my unbelief, look at my unbelief, look at my rebellion against the Lord's will, look at my rebellion, look at my ignorance in things of the Scripture, in the things of God. Oh, what a poor waiting. Do you know those hymns that I know often quote it, but it means so much to me. Nothing in my hand I bring. Nothing. Well, that's poverty. That is helplessness. Nothing in my hand I bring. It's just something I'm doing. Simply to thy cross I cling. Cross. It's where the Lord died. That's where the Lord bowed to his Father's will. That's where the Lord submitted to agony, judgment, a hell in his soul, in his own life, the burning of our sins, the wrath, and the hiding. All mysterious. I can't explain it. I don't believe any man can. And I'm not saying that because I'm ignorant. I've meditated on it a lot. What it must have meant for Christ to have the hiding of his Father's face. As the Son, as his heir, as co-equal, co-eternal. Friend, I'll give you a little opening for that meditation. The darkness of your heart. He hid his face. There's a little opening for you to ponder. Can't be explained. May the Spirit lead you into it, your wicked heart. His love to your lost soul. And charging your sins to Emmanuel. Emmanuel willingly undertook to suffer and all the agony of his soul. The Father hid his face from him. He's alone, alone condemned. He entered into his people's affliction. Waiting upon God, waiting for his salvation. Are you waiting for him to appear? To appear. The word says only. The inference is we're often waiting on other things, aren't we? Aren't we? Friend, what do you wait on? Friend, my biggest battle is insincerely waiting upon God. Not with singleness of heart and eye. A muddled waiting. An interrupted waiting. A waiting that's upon the Lord that has many diversions into other matters. Friend, what a poverty in waiting, isn't it? What a poor waiting. You know, I wish to bring this forth if I can. Friend, there's a waiting in prayer. And some of the prayers in the Bible are so suitable to your heart. Are they not? Are they not? Are not the psalmist's expression glorious to your heart? My soul, wait thou only upon God. Only. So what does this word only mean? That it open up, dear friend, not just to the prayer of the publican and so forth, and of Bartimaeus and of Moses and of Daniel and of Jeremiah in the Lamentations, but does it not open something else up? As you consider who you're waiting on, friend, the fullness of the doctrines of eternal love, grace. You know, the mystery of grace, and it is a mystery, it's God's determinate love to his church to redeem them and to bring them to himself. But that mercy comes sovereignly where I am, where you are. Dead in trespasses and sins, ignorant of the way, until the day dawn, sovereign grace appointed the day. Friend, then there's this sweet mystery, mere sinner, in this sovereign election, in this predetermined counsel of God, mere sinner, is there mercy for me? What? Mercy for me and the Lamb. Is that your living exercise? Is there a fullness of life for me? Have the arrows reached your heart? Do you know what it is to be brought down before God as lost and friend, what a ruin. It is painful, you know, to preach these things. You might think it isn't, but it jolly well is, because I have a ruined soul. And when I preach, my thoughts often are at the end of my, how stands the case, my soul with thee. It's not other people, you know, it's your own soul that needs salvation. Grace to pardon. And I think of the parable of the Lord Jesus, when the servants brought in those from the highways and the byways. And he said, Master, it is done as thou hast commanded. He said, and yet there is room. There's room. Room. Is there room in the glorious covenant for sins yet to come? For my failings, my omissions? Is there? Yet there is room. There is room. You know, we have so little understanding of God, but a little key again for you. You know, do you feel your need? Do you feel the vastness of your case? The impossibility of your case? Such is the exercise of your soul as God given by the Spirit to know the urgency of your case. Such is to be shown the fullness of God to cover every case. The fullness of Christ. Righteousness. For the poor sinner, faith to walk, strength given, the law fulfilled, Jesus only, in Christ only, the Lord only. He is the glory of heaven. Yes, he will deliver the kingdom up to his Father. He will deliver the kingdom up to his Father. But he will still be the king in their midst and walk with them. The fullness of the Father ever being in him, friends. That's the point. Three persons, co-equal, co-eternal, one divine essence, yet fulfilling three glorious distinctions in the purpose of salvation. And two proceeding from the Father, the Son proceeding from the Father, the Spirit proceeding from the Son. Pure doctrine reaching my heart in mercy, compassion, grace. Now, my soul, wait thou only upon his blood. Only upon that shed blood of Calvary. Why? Why do I say this? The life given as a ransom for me. The life given, the ransom of the salvation of my soul is there, the life given. The life is in the blood upon the cursed tree. The life given, that's my life. Oh, look at my deliverance. My deliverance, my life. The blood of Calvary, the blood of the Lamb. He gave it. He gave it. He gave it. That I might believe. I might look there. Look unto me. And be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. For I am God. And there is none else. I'm the only Lord and Redeemer. The life given. Friend, has the Lord given his blood for you? Only there. Only there. Only on his rising. Well, I ought to continue in his dying, but time is running, but I must come to his rising. Oh, friend, that dying, I don't like to run away from it. Friend, does your soul, what will ravage your heart with love to Christ, to God? Get a little glimpse, a little understanding of the dear Redeemer dying under your cloud. Your sin made known to you. Grace made it known. Has grace made any blessing known? And now his rising. Friend, because I live, ye shall live also. Friend, this rising brings forth the truth of a new creation, a living forever, a new life, a new heart will I give you, a new life. It brings it forth, the glory of walking with God and a hope for glory in heaven. Only there. Friend, wait only there. In what circumstances you're in the pathway, in your tribulation, in your affliction. There's nowhere else to go, is there? Peter said, Lord, to whom shall we go? There's the words of eternal life. Keep going. The man of Bethesda's pool. Elijah said to his servant, as concerning, there was nothing, he kept saying, on Carmel, there's nothing. Go again seven times. Look toward the sea. Go again seven times. By and by, a little cloud arose. It's only small. We wonder how big it was, friends. He just saw a rising. Have you known the rising of mercy for your heart, your life? Resurrection. Because I live, ye shall live also. But, friend, at the footstool of his grace, in his word. In his word do I hope. Well, I qualify his word. Friend, the word of the gospel. Can the Decalogue help you? Can the Ten Commandments save you? The law was given for sin. By the law is the knowledge of sin. It's on the gospel. Friend, on the gospel alone. And nowhere else. Not on tradition. Certainly not on my feelings. A living religion is a feeling religion. But you don't rely on it. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, Jesus only. Friend, name. Friend, they're not labels, they're not identities. They bring forth the names of Emmanuel, the various names of Christ, bring forth grace, life, power. Emmanuel, Christ, Saviour. Jesus, all meaning different things, meaning truth of mercy. Wait there only a promise. Have you a promise? Have you a hope? Friend, look, I'm going to step as low as I can. Friend, you can't get lower than I get sometimes. You know, has the Lord spoken softly? Was it, you know, you imagine, was it imagination? Was I deceived? Was it all emotion? Look at the trial I'm in. Doesn't seem to warn very well. What did it do for you? Are you still waiting on it? Friend, if it was real, you'll still be hanging on it. On his promise only. Leaving the deliverance, the means, the mode, the time to him. The promise will be fulfilled. My soul, wait thou only upon God. I must move on, for my expectation is from him. Now what is thine expectation? Is it the expectation of the righteous? Who are the righteous? Those that wait for Christ, live upon the blessing. I will go as far, friend, yes, I'm just concerned not to cut any off, but the precious cleanse, the blood applied. Friend, because a minister may have received these blessings, but he doesn't go around boasting, he doesn't show off. Has the Lord spoken? Sin forgiven, led to Calvary. But are you waiting perhaps? Perhaps there's the waiting for it, the waiting for the blessing. But the expectation. The expectation that the man at Bethesda's pool had. Healing, restoration, comfort, provision, blessing. But all to see his face. All to get safely landed. Friend, we often say this. Oh, to be right at the end. Oh, to be right now. If there's no now in your life, it won't be right at the end. I warn you. There's got to be a time in your life. It must be a now. There must be a day that you actually live in to know him, to be right at the end, to desire him. You say, but wait a minute, what about the dying thief? Yes, dear friend, an unusual case, but a real one. But he had that now. It was only a matter of hours, but it came. It came. Oh, to be right now. What it is called today, harden not your heart, is in the provocation of the wilderness. But oh, to see his face. Friend, to know him now. Friend, heaven will not be a strange place to his people. Is Christ made precious to you? Is he your all in all? Is he your Lord? Does he hear your prayer? Or that he might come to your heart, my heart? Has he met with you? Has he touched you? Have you felt him near? Friend, have you felt righteousness? Not yours. Another. Beheld it. Felt it come close. To believe in him. To believe in him. This word believing, of course, is often wrongly used, yet we can overlook it as we would desire to understand the word aright. But a believing as a poor sinner. A believing it to be true. Though you can't feel it now. Though you feel afar off. Though you feel lost now. Though you feel undone. Though you feel... To believe it. Though believing, you rejoice. What did Peter say? Let us turn to that word. Wherein ye who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, when ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honour and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Yes, that's my soul. Wait thou only upon God, whom having not seen ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul, though you see him not now. Friend, my expectation. Lord, thou hast spoken. Thou hast appeared. Oh, thou hast drawn my soul up. Lord, what a failure I am in my life. An absolute failure. I'm ashamed. Are you ashamed? I'm not speaking, well, I am speaking personally, but I'm speaking as a poor sinner. Quoting a poor sinner, Lord, I'm ashamed. ashamed of my heart, ashamed to be among thy people, I've failed. Lord, thou hast done great things for me. My returns are terrible, they're barren. Lord, have mercy on me. But, oh, that salvation was so true and so real, so near. Lord, I live upon it, and thou art the same, and I'm in deep exercise, Lord. I deserve not the least of thy mercies. My expectation, come. Oh, dear Jesus, those precious, that precious eternal life, my soul saved, let me feel it now. Come again unto me, let me feel it, Lord. Poor as I am, thou art Jesus, all power. Lord, I think of thy power. I've known something of that power. Oh, let it still be upon me to draw me still further, closer to thee on the journey to heaven at last. I need thy power. I need thy love. Expectation. What is your expectation this morning? If you're in danger, your expectation and only need is to be delivered out of the danger. But this is more than that. It's not just being delivered from the bottomless pit. It's to know him, to be with him, to reign with him, to have him on. A robe of righteousness. What I mean by that is the righteousness given is as if it was a covering. My sin covered. To rejoice in him. Hear his voice into my soul. Emmanuel, speak. Lord, friend, you must be waiting, if you are real, for the Lord to speak again and again. Be with you, lead you, promise you, help you. I know there are providential, lower, earthly expectations and so forth. The Lord can help and he can appear, friend, and he does. His promise, surely, he'll fulfill, but he'll have the glory. I've had to pray, dear friends, often like this and still do. If thou dost fulfill this, Lord, oh, let me know thee more. Let me know thee more. Well, my soul, whatever you're in, your life, your delicate life, your frail life, that life so precious to your soul, wait. Wait thou only upon the Lord to help me, answer me, be with me. Only upon God. Heaven. Heaven. My expectation. My desired haven. Friend, it's not a life of achievement, you know. You won't get to, friend, has your heart been lifted out of this life to an eternal place? Or are you confident and happy in this life? Out of this life unto an eternal place, an eternal hope. Heaven. The Lord is heaven, you know. He is in heaven. He is heaven to his people. Christ. In the heart. The hope of glory. What a truth. In the kingdom of God, heaven is within thee. It's not low here, no low there. It's not come with observation. The kingdom of God is within you. Within you. Dear friend, a tender spirit. The fear of God. The waiting. My expectation. Is from him. Is it really this morning? My expectation. You say, but what if I'm deceived? You cannot be deceived in the name of Jesus as a poor, needy sinner. An honest, broken, tender heart, pleading the fullness that is of with the Lord Jesus Christ. Expectation. Come, lift me. Be with me, bless me, raise me up, give me a new song, a new song, praise, a new song in my mouth. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him.
The collections last Lord's Day were £660, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting for the nation tomorrow evening. Mr. Sayers is expected to preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. Timothy Rosier next Lord's Day, and he hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon. And the collections next Lord's Day will be for the building repair fund at Oakington Chapel. Friends, they have a great need there. They expect that the expenses will be between £100,000 and £200,000. Let us close with hymn 669. Poor sinners, sunk in sin's tremendous cell, tormented with the fiery darts of hell, on Jesus call, though wretched be your case, he came the lost to seek and save by grace. Hymn 669.
Thank you.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.